This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Illinois has doubled down on gambling over the past few years, legalizing sports betting in 2019 and giving Chicago its first casino license in 2023. But so far, online gambling, like slots, poker, blackjack, right on your phone, well, that's been illegal. But with a $3 billion state deficit, some politicians are wondering if maybe expanding online gambling could be a good bet. Two House and Senate bills in Springfield have put online gambling back on the table in Illinois. We spoke with WBEZ State House reporter Alex Degman for details on the legislation and the odds of it passing. Now, since sports betting is legal on phones here in Illinois, he began by filling us in on what this would add.
Well, you kind of alluded to it already. We're talking about things like blackjack, roulette, poker, all of these things right now. You can't legally play on your phone or tablet or whatever you have for money, but this bill or the couple of bills that are going through Springfield right now would allow that. Now, essentially, the way that they want to set it up would be to attach any, like some sort of app that you would have to an existing land-based casino or some existing form of gambling that already exists in Illinois. And you would essentially be playing live games with live dealers. So it's not like if you play blackjack on your phone now, it's just a computer and you see the cards in front of you.
Right.
You would be playing with a live dealer and it would be based in an Illinois casino.
Oh, that's very different than what we are used to seeing then.
Absolutely. And it's kind of why people are a little concerned. They're concerned that this is relatively new, at least in Illinois. Other states have done this, but they're concerned that this could cause some problems.
Yeah. Tell me more about what supporters are saying, and then we'll get into the opponents.
Well, the supporters are talking about, obviously, the revenue, because as you mentioned, Illinois is facing a deficit. We're not really sure how big that's going to be right now. But time and time again, Illinois lawmakers, at least for the past couple of decades, have gone to gambling taxes. They've gone to things like sin taxes, cannabis, cigarettes, alcohol, as a way to try to find revenue without raising income taxes, raising sales taxes, for example.
Yeah.
So, that's, and it's a way to, and it works. Illinois has consistently expanded gambling over the past decade or more. There is a lot of revenue that's coming into the state through video gambling terminals. So lawmakers are willing to try this again. And that's kind of that's kind of where they stand on that. And then some of the casinos are also in favor of this. Some casinos are not in favor, but some are. And some believe that this would actually increase traffic to their brick and mortar locations instead of taking it away because all of the marketing would be directed toward that casino.
Right. And as you said, I mean, we're not sure exactly how much that overall deficit is going to be, but I mean, how much tax revenue are folks estimating will come from this online gambling? Have they said that?
Yeah, and I guess it really depends on what the final form of this bill is, but the way that they want it set up, I believe the bill says online gaming transactions would be taxed at 25%. So if they do it that way, supporters of the bill claim that you could, that the state could get anywhere from $775 million a year to $1 billion a year, depending on how it's set up. But the problem with that comes in, does that cannibalize existing sources?
I see.
And again, some casinos say yes, it absolutely will. And there are reports going back at least a decade that say that see like the original water-based casinos in Illinois have been losing revenue since more of these options have been coming online. But some of the land-based ones, like, for example, Rivers and Des Plaines, they're pretty excited about this.
I also saw folks in some of the reporting
on this, sort of making the claim that, you know, if you're a beginner gambler, you know, maybe you would feel more comfortable playing blackjack at home on your phone rather than being, you know, in front of, you know, a crowd of folks and maybe even getting scolded at the table for doing the wrong thing.
I mean, I have been yelled at by a dealer for doing the wrong thing. That is absolutely a thing.
It happens.
For sure.
It happens.
But then again, that also, that for me personally, that puts me in a position of, well, I actually have to go to this place and do this thing and actually interact with a dealer that may be a little, you know, mean, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it keeps me away from the casino. And a lot of people are concerned that if you're able to do it that easily and you're able to just hop on your phone and, you know, get a dealer immediately,
right,
that's not going to do a whole lot for addiction problems.
Yeah. Tell us more about what opponents are saying here.
Well, it's a pretty big problem for a lot of people who have been following the increase in gaming in Illinois for the past few years. Mm-hmm. And they say the data bears this out. Gambling addiction in Illinois, and it's not just Illinois, it's everywhere. Gambling addiction is rising. It is easier and easier for people to get access to things like sports betting or, in 8 states, online gaming. So addiction rates are going up and people are concerned that it's just going to continue if they get it to a point where it's so easy to access.
Now, this internet gambling that we're talking about, it's legal in 8 states right now. So how is that working out for them? What's their experience?
It's I guess it depends on which state you look at. As I've been couching most of my responses with, it depends. But New Jersey and Michigan are two really good examples that that proponents used as a way to say that this could actually work. Revenues there are up. Casinos are seeing increased foot traffic. And it works in some states, but again, the gaming apparatus, if you want to call it, is a little bit different in Illinois, where we have, you know, more casinos than some of these other states that have iGaming in place. I think we have 16 casinos right now that are operating, which is way more than we had back in 2009. We've got, you know, tens of thousands of video game terminals operating in bars and restaurants that were not operating 10 years ago and that aren't operating in other states. So in addition to the concerns about casinos getting their revenue cannibalized, you're also worried about, some people are also worried about the bars and restaurants with the video gaming terminals.
Mm-hmm.
How is their business going to be affected?
Yeah.
And how is that revenue that's being used for infrastructure repairs from those video gaming terminals, how's that going to be affected? So there's a lot of different budgetary things that people are going to have to try to work out.
Well, what are we hearing at this point from Governor Pritzker on this? Where does he stand?
Governor Pritzker is generally in favor of finding revenue that doesn't require increasing taxes. This specific issue, I don't know where he stands, but I will say in the past, he's definitely been more willing to look at non-traditional sources of revenue like this, like cannabis, for example, is another really good example,
mm-hmm,
instead of raising taxes, just point blank.
Yeah. And so the Illinois Gaming Board, it stands where on this issue?
The Illinois Gaming Board is actually against this. They are against it for a few reasons. And one of them is the bill itself doesn't, doesn't really do anything to address the online betting that's already happening but is illegal. That's another key point that I want to bring up. Proponents of this say this is already happening, so why shouldn't we just tax it and make some money off of it? But the bill itself does not do anything to crack down on those. So it would theoretically let legal operators into the space, but it doesn't do anything to crack down on the illegal operators.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also, you know, if you go to stores, you can see these illegal sweepstakes machines just kind of operating, and nobody's really regulating them. Nobody's saying anything about them. So the Illinois Gaming Board wants that taken care of in addition to whatever would come from this. And then just from their own perspective, they've got a lot of updates that they're trying to do right now. They're trying to update their licensing systems, IT, internal control. And if you add something like this in there, it's just going to throw a whole wrench into everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's evident that the gambling business here in Illinois is just huge, right? And it's just continued to boom, especially since COVID, since the pandemic. So it just sounds to me like it would be challenging to put any more parameters around what's happening already.
Well, and part of the problem is that the people who already exist in this space, they want those parameters because you have folks who run casinos in places like Alton and Joliet, some of the original water-based casinos that have been putting in all of these improvements, like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of improvements to attract people, mm-hmm. with the understanding that the gaming apparatus was going to remain relatively steady. Well, now it's not. And we have this potential for more, or for more people to come in and try to, you know, make more money off of this.
So this legislation,
I was just going to say, my other point was that it is a big business. You mentioned, it brings in tax dollars alone, it brought in $1.7 billion last year.
Goodness.
Sorry, billion with a B.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was going to ask back to the reason for the conversation, which is this new legislation, you know, putting all of that stuff right at your fingertips. I mean, what's the current status of it?
I keep saying we as though I'm a lawmaker. I'm not a lawmaker. lawmakers held a subject matter hearing on this last week. It lasted for a little while longer, a little longer than most committees typically do, because there's a lot of interest in it. They had to move rooms. And when I say subject matter, that means they heard testimony on it, but they didn't take action because there's still work they need to do on it, or they're still working things out. And that's what happened. But I don't know whether it's going to get called in committee today. It is scheduled for a hearing today at 4:00. But the House right now is running about 2 hours behind, I think. It's a deadline week, so nobody really knows what's happening at this point. But it is getting some attention in legislative committees, which is more than I can say for, you know, a lot of pieces of legislation here at the Capitol.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that hearing does happen today at 4, could it get voted on at that early?
If it does get a vote to leave committee today, that means that it would go to the full House floor. And if it passes there, it has to go over to the Senate, and then the Senate is going to do what it does with it. And then if it passes the Senate, the governor would take a look at it. But that is still, we're still at least a couple of months away from all that, if not more.
We'll leave it there then. Alex Degman is a State House reporter for WBEZ. Thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, you bet.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Andrea Guffman. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. Stay up to date and subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode, or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again tomorrow.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.